As we continue on, we're going to talk about disruption. You've probably heard a lot about it lately, and visiting with us in conversation is author Roger Spitz, and his book is Disrupt with Impact, Achieve Business Success in an Unpredictable World. It's being touted as the ultimate guide to thriving in today's complex business landscape. Roger, thanks for taking time for us.
It's my pleasure, Bruce. Great to be on the show.
Well, give me you claim to be a futurist. Give us about a 30-second definition of what you mean by being a futurist.
That's a good question. Well, I'm professionally trained at the master's level to basically think more intentionally about longer-term futures, about the impact of the next-door implications of what arise, things that might seem disconnected and how they interact, and bring them back to inform decision-making today.
What are when we think of disruption, a lot of people think of like, well, Uber disrupted the taxi space and other businesses, Amazon disrupted the retail space. But what are you trying to drive home as far as people understanding the nature of disruption?
You're right. There's a sort of Silicon Valley technocentric definition of disruption, which probably is the collective understanding for 99% of the world. And that's the way it's used today. It's often in relation to the examples you've given and others around a technology and innovation or development. For us, the reality is that disruption is no longer a single or recurring event. It's really a steady state that's expanding its impact. And I think the most dangerous mistake today is to look at disruption as isolated or, you know, independent specific events. The reality is that change is a constant. Things are interacting. You can see when there's one particular event, it has ramifications across every area of society, whether it's a geopolitical with wars, whether it's pandemics, whether it's technology with AI. So this idea that you can sort of isolate, replicate, identify, and understand a specific kind of change driven by a technology, and that that is the, you know, be-all of disruption is no longer sort of updated for current unpredictable, uncertain world where change is really a constant.
Tell us a little more, Roger, about the guide. Obviously, what you're trying to do is help people who are in whatever business or whatever line of work they're in deal with disruption. And as you know, disruption is more of a constant thing rather than just something that happens suddenly. So what is your message? What are you trying to get people to understand?
There are a few points. I think the first one is really to understand the dual nature of disruption. In other words, it can destroy and create value. It really depends on how you see the world, how you prepare for the world, and how you respond. So that's the first element. The second thing is that it's actually not necessarily a bad thing, because disruption, in a sense, is discontinuity. And a lack of change means that it's a status quo. And you tell me, but I'm not sure that today, if you consider status quo for some of society's problems or the way the world is evolving geopolitically, or climate, or what have you, these complex challenges are probably not going to get resolved through a status quo. So the idea is that you need change anyway. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. And if you understand that it's a constant and get comfortable with it, you'll see the world whereby you prepare differently for broader possibilities and be able to respond to a smaller subset of emergencies, because you're kind of not relying on one specific assumption for which everything hinges.
You talk a little bit about what's something called the AAA framework. Tell us a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, one of the reasons I kind of thought about that, beyond just the sort of acronym that it was easy, is because there are a lot of sort of false dichotomies or one-trick ponies in the field of, you know, let's just do foresight and think long-term, and then let's just, you know, think about this foundation. And the AAA is really acknowledging that there are a number of factors at play. Yes, it's important to be anticipatory, so that's one of the A's, and that's kind of like a futurist. So you're improving future preparedness for uncertain, longer-term impacts, including unexpected, so that's anticipatory. The second A is anti-fragile. It's based on the language from Nassim Taleb, his work in Certo, and is one of his very important books of anti-fragility, which are foundations which are, in a sense, it's a word he coined, which is the opposite of fragile. So fragile kind of breaks if there's a shock. Resilient is like rubber, you know, you can punch it and it doesn't also. And antifragile, actually, when there are little shocks and things in the system that go wrong, actually it improves. Instead of everything buckling with a single point of failure, antifragile foundations mean that you actually strengthen with sort of shocks or problematics and change. And then agility is really the agility to respond to whatever future emerges and to reconcile the longer-term thinking with the emergence in the here and now, acknowledging that only the present exists. So antifragile is having the right foundations with an anticipatory longer-term thinking and the agility to bring that forward to inform today's decision-making.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. I wanted to really quickly touch base on artificial intelligence because that's something my industry, other industries are dealing with. How does that fit into what message you're trying to get through this book?
Well, it fits in, I guess, in two important ways. The first one is that it's a fundamental underlying driver of change. So if we're kind of trying to unpack what is changing, what is constant, and how to manage it, it would be difficult not to look at key emerging technologies such as AI. The second aspect is that it directly impacts human decision-making and therefore agency. And the book is actually meant to be empowering. It's meant to be, you know, the world is uncertain. It's not necessarily an issue. You just need to have an operating system to make sense of this sort of unpredictable world and know how to deal with it and make decisions in that. And so in AI, we look at really what is the impact on human decision making and understanding that AI is learning fast and that maybe as humans, we also need to kind of, you know, rebuild and upskill our capabilities for decision making. And I'm not just talking about digital skills and knowing how to use AI or ChatGPT or what have you. I'm really talking about making critical decisions in uncertain environments so that you don't have to delegate decision-making to machines, so maybe not better placed at sort of understanding the problematics of our complex world.
Well, we have just about run out of time. We have been visiting with Roger Spitz, Disrupt with Impact, Achieve Business Success in an Unpredictable World. Are there any websites or anywhere else we can find more information?
Thanks so much, Bruce. Yes, there's a dedicated website, which is www.disruptwithimpact.com. So the name of the book, disruptwithimpact.com, where we have reviews, synopsis, media, and a bunch of other things that hopefully readers and listeners will find useful.
We have been visiting with Roger Spitz, and it's Disrupt with Impact, Achieve Business Success in an Unpredictable World. We thank you for your time.